This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
You want all sitting up straight? Very good. Hour number two of USA Prepares on a class. There are broadcasts that talk about the news, but there are none that I know of that tie the news to how to prepare for the fallout of the events that are talked about on broadcast in the news. What I'm saying is that Rich has tied what's happening in the news to what you should consider thinking about and doing about it to protect yourselves. Rich, you and I have been broadcasting for going on 11 years. I believe that this broadcast is your finest broadcast. I really believe that because of the way that you have analyzed, you've spent a lot of time preparing for this. I know you have, and you've tied it all together. Congratulations. Well done. And one other comment I'd like to make. You mentioned fertilizer and how this, the price of fertilizer is so high that farmers, I've read many stories in North America, that farmers are not planting because they can't afford to fertilize their fields. They have been convinced into thinking that they need commercial fertilizer when actually they could be doing what we do here, which is using compost and using animal waste like cow manure and chicken manure. But they have been using commercial fertilizer, and commercial fertilizer is addictive. It's like heroin to plants. They love it. It works really well. But they need more tomorrow. And they need even more the next day. And they need even more the following day. Farmers have painted themselves into a corner with commercial fertilizer. And commercial fertilizer, I mentioned, and I have some. It's not like I don't have any. I have emergency fertilizer for our garden for when times get even worse. Okay, I have some bags of fertilizer that I bought. I recommended to our class that you consider doing the same a few years ago. At that time, it was $7 and change per bag. I think $7.77 for triple 13 at Walmart. The current price for commercial fertilizer at Home Depot is $22 for the same weight bag. However, the same weight bag now has 30% less active ingredients, NPK. So you get 30% less usable fertilizer for three times the price. Exactly what Rich just mentioned. Rich, back to you.
Thank you, Vince, and thanks for the compliments. But, you know, I always have and I always will consider myself an average Joe, non-hyphenated American. I just try to do my best. I care about truth. I care about information. I care about waking people up and how they've been played and conned and distracted and dumbed down and divided by what group you are with this so-called wokeness, which is basically excuse behaviors for not doing your job and for being called a racist, bigot, sexist, misogynist, homophobe, you know, conspiracy theorist, the whole works. We have to realize that people have been used to be followers. Used to be demanding the bars of standards and expectations for doing a job being purposely lowered. It's all part of the divide and conquer strategies, and that's when corruption easily moves in. It's incompetence by design. So we have to be aware of all this stuff. We have to be aware of their objectives and how they use climate change and the reset, the so-called quote-unquote phony vaccine, the critical race theory, one world government, delegitimizing work, one world currency. This is all run by non-elected people. This is all done by design. We have to be aware of what's going on behind the scenes, behind the curtain, behind the smoke, okay? And that's why I try to connect these dots. And my
Joe's Supreme Court nominee will be a black person, only a black person, and only a black woman. Ted Cruz was heard in the news. He agrees with USA Prepares that it's wrong. It is absolutely wrong. But what he didn't say was it's illegal. It's illegal to discriminate. Now, who is being discriminated against? Everybody except black women. He's discriminating against most everybody by doing this. Now, if he has the best candidate, and that happens to be a black, a yellow, a red, a white, great. But not single out based on race, which is something that, if we did, would be illegal. Back to you.
Well, that's their job, is to manufacture the perception, pity, guilt, and ideology, the race bait. You know, what do you think got Candace Owens so popular? It's because she talked about how she used to be a liberal Democrat. She even voted that way. And one day she did the reading and research to wake up and realize that, hey, I no longer want to be a victim because I'm female or because I'm black. This is not an old phenomenon. You know, I realize that over 75% of Americans don't want that. They want to be recognized by merit. All the things that you've heard me say for 11 years, like hard work, effort, proven results, qualifications, you know, if nothing means anything anymore, then it's all over for everybody. That means none of us can control our own destiny. One of the things that I've done is proven to the American people and the people listening around the world that has never had anything to do with equality, fairness, tolerance, diversity, inclusiveness, and all these politically correct buzzwords that have been redefined for narrative selling purposes. I've done this through economics, through math, and what I've shown over 11 years, and I'm out of breath, blue in the face talking about it, is that the money is moving from the bottom 93% to the top 1% to 2%. Okay, the little guy is losing ground. It's wealth redistribution. So all this equality, fairness, tolerance, it's all BS. It's made to play the little people, mostly through divide and conquer strategies. Look, and I've proved it, whether it be in the book or on the radio, giving an oral report, and I'll do it again real quick before I go back to Vince went there. When I was 19 years old, late 70s, okay? Now, keep in mind, I do identify as a 29-year-old, so I want everybody to keep that in mind. So I tried to get a job with the New York City Fire Department. My goal was to get 20 years, get my pension, come to Montana, do the mountain man thing. So that was the year the women's groups sued the city of New York because they couldn't pass the physical test. They literally sued because they couldn't earn their job. So the standards and expectations for the job went down through the cellar, got so low so females could pass the test. Now, I'm an average-sized guy. I'm 6 foot, about 210 pounds, even though I identify as 199 and 9-tenths, just by the way. That being said, most women can't carry me up and down a ladder. I'm sorry. And I'm an average dude. Okay? You've heard me say a million times, I'm an average Joe, non-hyphenated American. I don't say it if I don't mean it. So that plan of action, my plan A, was out the window. So my plan B, I got a degree in forestry. I had a degree from a school in upstate New York. I went to a job interview for the National Forest Service. They told me they wouldn't hire me as a white male. They just literally said it at the interview. So they hired two girls sitting in the waiting room, fresh out of high school, no education, no experience, no nothing, and gave them a career of 30-plus years with a pension on our taxpayer dime. Again, because certain groups demanded to lower the bars of standards and expectations for a job. And I was, when I was working for GlaxoSmithKline, I was one of the highest performers in the country. And Vince, I sent you all the kudo letters and all the numbers that I received, and you went through. It was a big stack. You can confirm that if you want. I don't care.
I read every word. I read every word. And, Rich, I was a volunteer fireman, and I got to tell you, the hose is heavy without water in it. You put water in it, you can't lift that hose. And so we're talking about people getting a job that can't do the job. The hose is heavy. The ladders are heavy. Swinging an axe to bash through the door to get to the person trapped on the other side in a fire is hard work. Hard work that the fire coat is heavy. By the way, class, if you ever wonder why the fireman's hat or helmet has a peak in the front, you ever wonder why? That's so you can take that helmet and put your hand in it and hold it and use that peak to bash through glass. And the reason it has a tail on the back is so that the water that you are being drenched with doesn't run inside the coat. It runs on the outside of the coat. Firemen have really, really strenuous, dangerous, tough jobs. And it's not for the weak of mind or body. Back to you.
Yeah, and it had nothing to do with even physical jobs like firefighters. You know, National Forest Service jobs aren't physical unless you're, you know, doing a chainsaw in the woods. And I know white males who were trying to get on full-time permanent, and they had to work 20 years part-time, and they still couldn't get it. And I worked for GlaxoSmithKline. I had phenomenal numbers. I asked for a part-time job share because I was diagnosed with spinal stenosis. And I was getting paralysis down my legs and my arms and my hands and all this stuff. Anyway, they told me at Human Resources that part-time jobs were for females only. They were hiring people off the street, females, to work with the females who wanted to work part-time job shares with no experience, no nothing. Again, demanding to lower the bars of standards and expectations for a job. So when you put your job, or pardon me, when you put your group, your hyphen, and your pronoun before being an American, and you think it's all about you, you've destroyed, you're directly responsible for destroying the success and opportunities and knowledge and ingenuity and productivity of your own nation. You're being rewarded for mediocrity and displacing people who are more qualified. So now we have a situation just like the Supreme Court where qualifications, standards, proven results, nothing means anything anymore. And if you recall my high jump analogy, basically, people, I'm not going to go through it now because it takes 5 minutes and I don't have much time. Basically, the conclusion of that was that people are getting jobs, and it's gotten worse, but for 50 years, you're getting opportunities based on your victim group status, which is your skin pigmentation, shade, your gender, the gender you identify, your sexual orientation, your religion, etc., or your protectionist group status. And how I define that is the Liz Cheneys, the Cuomos, the Anderson Coopers, the Micah Brzezinski, people born on third base with connections through nepotism who never earned their job. These are the people who are in charge of the whole show. And we got to go back to judging by hard work, effort, proven results, and qualifications. We'll be right back after this break, folks. Appreciate you being here.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Chris Stevens with us. And Jason, thank you for calling Gwyneth. Class, here's the information that we have right now. The phone call goes through and drops. So it could be that the tower was hit by lightning, which explains or could explain why no emails nor phone calls can go to or from Gwyneth. Either that or it's related to her cell phone. So she has all of her eggs in one basket at this point, which means that without the cell phone, she can't get internet. Without the cell phone, she can't make calls. Without the cell phone, she can't send or receive emails. That's the current information that we have. So I know a number of you have tried to contact Gwyneth, and you've called me to ask me if I know what's going on. I just gave you everything I know. Calls do not go through. She's dependent on the cell phone for emails, etc. And so I don't know when it's going to be fixed, and I have no way of communicating with her. So I just want to let you know that. And Ted Cruz, you know, apparently, got to give him some credit because he's out there agreeing with us about the Supreme Court nomination, which is absolutely outrageous. Rich, back to you.
Well, yeah, it's all, folks, you got to remember, everything is designed to be distractions, diversions, dumbing down, and divide and conquer strategies. And there's subsets, many subsets under them. I've given thousands and thousands of examples over the years, okay? It's designed to create mind control, to bring out people's emotions. It's designed to disrupt everything. Is designed for behavior modification and virtual reality. It's designed for creating victim group status so the powers that be can consolidate power, money, control. All of this is designed to control your emotional reactions so they can hide their crimes. You see how that works? That's why I've given all these studies. I've quoted, you know, Marx, the Communist Manifesto, Clarendon Piven, Alinsky, the Frankfurt School. I didn't do this just to show you what I know or to talk philosophy or that. I don't care about that. I don't care if you think I'm enemy number one. If I can make a difference in your life with information and truth and in America's life, that's all I care about. That's it.
Rich,
I'm not here for money. I'm not here for fame. I'm not here for infamy. That's why I do what I do. Vince, you wanted to say something?
You're not here for money?
Yeah. Your paycheck is just not much of an incentive, Vince. Nothing personal, buddy. I love you as
we
a brother.
Paid it. One thing's for sure, class. Everybody at USA Prepares gets paid the same amount, including me. Zero. Rich, I believe you used the word groupthink, and I just wanted to put an exclamation point on what you just said. So groupthink, class, one way of looking at that is, you know, the Nuremberg trials. You know, why did you murder so many people? Why did you execute them? Why? Well, just following orders, right? That's what they said over and over and over. And when you ask the Nazis why they were involved in killing so many people that they didn't know and had no problems with, just following orders. Well, so who does not follow orders? Well, those would be conscientious objectors. And so the question is, if we went to war tomorrow, would you go? Or would you say, hold it, wait a minute, what's this all about? My draft number for Vietnam was high enough so that I wasn't called. But to this day, I still don't know what the Vietnam conflict was about. People were drafted to go get shot at, to go kill other people that they had no problems with. Would you be a conscientious objector? I'm not saying it's a bad thing. I'm saying you need to think for yourself. Frankly, I think unless we were attacked, I have no desire to go beat up any foreign anybody. Rich, any comments?
Well, Bay of Tonkin, it was a false flag from Vietnam. It was for the purpose of the military-industrial complex to make certain people rich. That's basically what they're trying to do in Ukraine right now. They're trying to destabilize Ukraine. Even the UN said it, fueled by Biden administration hysteria, not Russia. We could talk about that for a few minutes. Then I got to go into more detail on other stuff, if you don't mind.
All right. Yeah, we'll be right back.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Tom Brady makes it official and makes his retirement announcement Tuesday morning after 22 NFL years. Record number of illegal immigrants continue to pour into our country with one startling fact. Nearly half of those apprehended in December were from outside the border triangle countries. Yuma County Sheriff Leon Wilmot on Fox News.
It's a mess. He's diluted Border Patrol and their ability. He won't prosecute anybody that enters the country illegally.
President Biden continues to say the triangle countries' problems is why we have a surge at the border.
One of the fundamental things we got to do, in addition to some of the changes we'll make, we don't get into today, but if we figure out why they're leaving in the first place.
The State Department has received a written response from Russia's government to the American proposal on de-escalating Ukraine border tensions. Details were not released. Secretary of State Blinken and Russia's Foreign Minister Sergey Lavrov will talk on the phone today. USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Prime Minister Justin Trudeau announced Monday he and his children have COVID-19, and he encouraged all Canadians to get the vaccine. He went on to liken the truckers' protest over the weekend in Ottawa against the vaccine mandate to the Nazis and hate.
It's a challenge that my family and I are facing, but there's nothing unusual or special about it. It's a challenge too many Canadians and people around the world know all too well.
Durant cette pandémie, throughout
this pandemic, people have lost loved ones. Our health care workers are continuing to work very hard. Scientists are working day and night to ensure that we can get vaccines to keep us safe.
It's not over, and we have to be there for one another. And as we continue to have each other's backs, as we steel ourselves for the challenges ahead, I know you're wondering about what you saw in our capital city this weekend. As my friend Erwin Kotler said on Saturday, freedom of expression, assembly, and association are cornerstones of democracy, but Nazi symbolism, racist imagery, and desecration of war memorials are not. It is an insult to memory and truth. Hate can never be the answer.
Thanks for listening. I'm Lance Pry. We are USA Radio News.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's going to be sliding. When you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Rich Heben is with us, class. This is an outstanding broadcast because he's tying the news, the fallout from the news, and what you can do to make sure that you come out the other side of the fallout much, much better. And one of the simple things that you should consider doing right now is stocking up on food that doesn't spoil immediately. We're talking about cans, pasta, things like that. Not spending a lot of money, but things that you absolutely will eat, things that you would need should everything go south, because what Rich talked about is China stockpiling a majority of the world's food supply. Rich?
Thank you, Vince. Okay, I want to talk about the war thing that you brought up, and then I'm going to go into what Trudeau just said and dabble into healthcare a little bit, because we're down to just a few minutes of the broadcast left. Ukraine says destabilization fueled by Biden administration hysteria, not Russia. And this is on Breitbart.com. The solution here, folks, is that we can't believe anything that comes from the mainstream media or the powers that be. I've proved it 1,000 times. We all have on this broadcast. It's all false information. It's hoaxes. It's false flags. It's propaganda. It's lies. It's gaslighting. Quote, I live in Ukraine. We have been living under the looming shadow of Russian invasion for 8 years. No one here is freaking out. This is from the investmentwatchblog.com. I've given similar articles from soldiers of Ukraine saying similar things. Look, when you have done a lot of crimes, okay, all the crimes from election fraud to killing people with so-called medicine with no more credibility and confidence in education, state government, big corporations, medicine, Wall Street, social institutions, all big technology, the corruption, the racketeering, the greed, the consolidation of power, money, control. No one believes any of these experts and official authorities anymore. Next, U.S. charged with trying to provoke Russian military action at the U.N. The U.N. Got to remember, the U.N., the Davos Group, the Bilderberg Group, the World Economic Forum, they're all the same people trying to take over. We've connected these dots with thousands of pieces of evidence. And they're even saying the U.S. is trying to provoke Russian military attack. This is what happens when you've done so many crimes. You have to hide the evidence. You have to distract and divert attention. Not look over here, look over there. Government, and you're going to love this one. This is from thegatewaypundit.com. Government contractor spills the beans as to why Biden is hiding illegal immigration flights in the dead of night. Here's the quote. The meat and potatoes. I've been quoting all these articles, not making it up. If the contractor spills the beans regarding the flight during the dead of night, the government, it's going to show the government is betraying the American people. Well, we all know that, don't we? Now, regarding Justin Trudeau, as I go into healthcare here, Alberta deletes data showing that 56% of unvaccinated COVID deaths are actually newly vaccinated deaths. Naturalnews.com. Look it up. You really believe what Trudeau says? He's a liar. A liar. Trudeau, here's an article right here. Getting vaccinated defines what's being a Canadian. This is on Breitbart.com. Talk about gaslighting your own people. See, this is what happens. He's a protectionist group status. His daddy put him on third base. He didn't earn his job. Next, I've never seen as many deaths. It's about 500 or 600% increase, says a funeral director in UK reveals increasing numbers of vaccinated young adults being killed. TheGatewayPundit.com. I'm not making this stuff up. Next, Attorney Tom Renz and his military whistleblowers. And he had Senator Ron Johnson, I believe he's from Wisconsin. He had a hearing showing all the numbers of cancer deaths exploding through the roof. Look, that is Senator Ron Johnson. For those of you in Wisconsin, that's what a hero looks like. Okay, he had a hearing with Attorney Tom Renz, brought in military whistleblowers, named names, on up from 300% increase to 1,000% increases, from miscarriages to cancers. It's all out there. FrankSpeech.com is a video. FrankSpeech.com. That's Mike Lindell's website. Speech is double E. Please go see this. I never make anything up. Next, They Hope You Die is the title of this. Naturalnews.com. Democrats kill Virginia bill that could have allowed ivermectin to be prescribed for COVID. Now, here's the solution, folks. I have a picture of airports in Mexico and Central America. Literally has ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine and other therapeutics over the counter. The solution is New Hampshire lawmakers are proposing a bill that would allow pharmacists to administer ivermectin without prescription. This needs to happen in America, in every state. There's your solution, folks. Next, Dr. Michael Palmer. mRNA vaccines cause radiation-like toxicity and are designed to poison people. And that's also naturalnews.com. The last one was thegatewaypundit.com, if I forgot to mention it. Next, whistleblowers reveal DOD medical data showing military cancer diagnosis have tripled since the rollout of this experimental vaccine. Folks, this is not a vaccine. This is also on the Gateway Pundit, along with a 10 times increase in neurological disorders. Look, all published articles in the public domain. We need to get ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine over the counter. These are the solutions, like New Hampshire's doing it, like Mexico is doing it. Next. British media claim, I should have put this under the comedy section. I apologize for not doing that. British media is now claiming that 200,000 people in the UK over the next 5 years could be killed from stealth disease. Stealth disease, quote unquote, stealth disease. You can't even make this stuff up. They're so desperate to hide this, to create plausible deniability for their actions. You want a really good solution? Let's have a Nuremberg 2 trial. Government, CDC, physicians, including the mainstream media. Look, we've given so much evidence, like from Dr. Eads on videos and many others. Hospitals are being incentivized, tens of thousands, up to $100,000 for COVID diagnosis. Incentivizing bonuses to put people on vents. Incentivizing bonuses for changing the death certificate to COVID. Incentivize this companies like Walmart investing in the CDC, which is a private company. All the conflicts of interest from Big Pharma, Amazon, Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, big banks. Look, they all have patents, just like Fauci paid himself over $1 million. These are all articles and videos that we have given and proven many times. All of it published in the public domain. Majority of hospitalized COVID patients are fully vaccinated, report reveals. Naturalnews.com. Worldwide exclusive. This is from Red Voice Media. Vince, you mentioned the interest in this article when we talked privately the other day. Embalmers find veins and arteries filled with never-before-seen rubbery clots. RedVoiceMedia.com. Folks, look, when it comes to, and you asked me to mention this, Vince, and I'm going to go through this real quick. And obviously, as always, I'm never going to get to even close to everything I want to bring out, but I talked about monoclonal antibodies. I've mentioned articles and interviews like Dr. Kerry Madej. Look, there's a lot of good things I hear about it, but there's also a lot of questionable things I hear about it. The point I want people to make that Vince and I says regularly is you have to think for yourself. When you hear something like, monoclonal antibodies, I hear people, different radio broadcasts or even on the streets. Look, you got to give it time. You got to do your reading and research and vetting. When you hear something, a lot of people say things because they want to give the impression that they know stuff. They don't, they want to be liked. They don't care about truth, so to speak. They don't care about proper information. We all have to do our homework, folks. We're in the era where we have to read and research and verify everything. I'm not saying it's good or bad. I'm just telling you I've heard good and bad. And it's the same big pharma companies who are putting out the monoclonal antibodies. We have to think, folks. We have to take a breath. We have to step back. And we have to let years occur, because now we have no more rule of law in this country. There is, the powers that be, from journalists to medicine, NIH, Big Pharma, CDC, doesn't matter, FDA, they've betrayed the trust of the people and they've corrupted their professions. We have to take a deep breath. When we hear something, we can't just jump into it and say it so we can give the impression that we know information. If I say I don't know, I don't know. But I give published articles in the public domain. When I talk healthcare, even though I was in the big corrupt pharmacy, pharmaceutical business, when I talk healthcare, especially Rockefeller synthetic medicine, I do not give my personal opinion. I give published articles in the public domain from physicians, researchers, and scientists. Okay, let me move on here. I'm looking at the clock. Tragic. 33-year-old father dies after developing autoimmune disease from Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine. TheGatewayPundit.com. Next. This is from Infowars.com. Vaccinated 20-year-old model suffers heart attack following myocarditis diagnosis, and she has both legs amputated. I could do the whole broadcast on this. I could do the broadcast. I can't tell you how many people have been diagnosed with anxiety, and they really have myocarditis. I can talk all day long. If I had an 8-hour broadcast, I could talk specifically about individuals, all published in the public domain, even though the powers that be are hiding this. Next. U.S. government targeting red states with deadly batches of COVID vaccines. This is also InfoWars. Next, cover-up. U.K. media refuses to report that 4 out of 5 coronavirus deaths over the past month occurred in the vaccinated. Naturalnews.com. Folks, the solution is you got to wait a few years. You've got to not listen to the manufactured perception of an ideology. We have to think. We have to read and research.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. Advertise at GCNlive.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So, Clash, I think the salient point of this class is don't fall into the trap of groupthink. Think for yourself. Rich?
Thank you. All right, folks, just a few minutes left. I'm just going to mention a few articles here. This is from naturalnews.com, the mother of an Ohio University student who was forced to quarantine on campus after testing positive for the Wuhan coronavirus, despite showing no symptoms, is blowing the whistle about how her son was abused like a prisoner. According to Margot Seabolt, her son Emmanuel was locked in a cold COVID dorm facility for 3 days at the start of the semester while he was deprived of food and exposed to actual sick people with symptoms. Margot, here's your solution. Minnesota is filing a suit. And by the way, the name of that article, in case you want to see it, is College Dorms Transformed into COVID Concentration Camps as Students Are Starved in Quarantine. And this article from also Natural News, Minnesota filing suit against COVID testing company allegedly engaged in massive cover-up. So basically what they're saying here is that if you want, Margot, if you want to join that class action suit, that might be a way to get some compensation for your son and what's happening, because I'll read one line in this second article, and the lies are being exposed anew in a lawsuit filed by the state of Minnesota against a pair of Illinois-based COVID testing companies for allegedly deceiving customers is in quotes. There's another article right here. PCR testing a fraud. Government uses faulty testing to amplify COVID case numbers. Okay, this is also Natural News. In the January 25th episode of The New American, okay, that's with host Alex Newman. Actually, I met him personally here in Kalispell and actually interviewed him on USA Prepares one time. Great guy, great, very qualified to be a young president. Anyway, he's talking about international lawyer Reiner Vollmack talks about how the pandemic is largely the result of PCR testing fraud, with the so-called victims harming others while totalitarian policies have led to a global catastrophe. See, when you want to basically get people to do a certain behavior with groupthink, that's what you do. All this was done, even though COVID is real, the gain of function has been proven, okay, the true bioweapon, as all the articles that we've given over the last year, everybody knows now, is the vaccine, even though a lot of people did get placebos, okay, or sugar or some type of salt water or sugar water or something. However, the whole fear porn was started by faulty, fraudulent PCR testing, and a lot of places are still using them. And as per Dr. Jane Ruby, okay, I'm giving sources here, and she is always on the Stu Peters show, she has made it very clear amongst many other physicians, there's no real, valid, credible test that really says what's COVID and what is different variants. Now, we have to remember, and I think I've talked to so many people on this or listened to so many physicians regarding the PCR test and I think it was Dr. Tenpenny. She was talking recently. I think it could be on Stu Peters or it could be somewhere else. It was a recent interview where she talks about how there's hundreds of strains of influenza A and B. We have to take a breath. We have to step back because we're being played. We're being conned. And here's an article right here talking about the results of the most reckless human experiment in history are flowing in as quickly as the bodies are piling up. The jab is a huge success if its true purpose is depopulation. This is also on naturalnews.com. The U.K. study is supported by a German government report that revealed more than 95% of reported cases of the Omicron variant in the country were vaccinated individuals. Look, we've given so much evidence from physicians, scientists, and researchers that this destroys your immune system. It's not just blood clots and heart attacks and strokes and brain embolisms and lung embolisms, brain aneurysms. There's so much more. When you destroy your immune system, everything goes awry. That's why all these you're reading all these articles on cancer going through the roof. All right, Vince, a couple seconds left. You got the last word, buddy.
That's if you want to think about it. Think about Dr. Sheely and what he's been telling us for years now about this. And it all fits. If you tie all the broadcasts together that we've done about the pandemic, everything that Rich said fits. Rich, thank you so much for being with us and sharing your wealth of knowledge and time that you'll never get back. I really appreciate it.
My duty as an American. Thank you.
Thank you, Rich.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA,